I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The search will pick back up again this morning for Brian Laundry in a nature preserve in Florida. He remains the only person of interest in Gabby Petito's homicide case. Here in Utah, people are expressing why this case is connecting with them personally.
Although I didn't know her, I can still support her.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, it is a homicide, but we don't know yet what caused this death. And there is no way to talk to her fiancé, Brian Laundry, yet because he's missing too. But some Utahns feel this is a case that should prompt discussions about domestic violence. Holly spoke to KSL-TV at the growing memorial in front of that butterfly mural in Ogden.
Women need to know how precious they are, how valued, how wonderful. And hopefully Gabby knows that, even though she's not here with us.
Holly says there are books at the memorial for people to leave messages to Gabby Petito's family. She hopes those messages will give them comfort. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A massive manhunt continuing today in Florida for Brian Laundry. He was last seen last Tuesday when his family says he went for a hike in a nature preserve near his home.
ABC News contributor and former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says he believes Laundry is alive.
I could be wrong, but I don't believe so, just by experience. I've seen it time and time again. People commit atrocious acts, and they'll act like they're attempting suicide, but they don't.
Law enforcement officials are facing growing scrutiny over the case, including how police in Florida lost track of Laundry, the only person of interest in Gabby's disappearance.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
Teams are searching Yellowstone National Park for a missing conservationist from Ogden. Katie Davis tells KSL-TV's Matt Rascone Kim Crumbo was her mentor when she joined the Wildlands Network 5 years ago.
Why I think everyone's just so shocked about this news is that of all the people be lost or missing, it would not have been Kim.
Crumbo and his half-brother were on a four-day trip to Shoshone Lake in the park. Monday, crews found the body of Crumbo's half-brother, Mark O'Neill. They also found an empty campsite and a canoe.
School officials in Ogden are cracking down on the theft and vandalism that has been brought about from that TikTok challenge called Delicious or Devious Licks. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Well, Tim, many students are sending in tips about fellow classmates who are stealing school property. Shortly after the principal at Mount Ogden Junior High sent a letter to parents stating how the thefts were affecting the school, the tips started rolling in. Spokesman for the Ogden School District, Jer Bates, tells the Standard Examiner there's been a swift response from the parents. He says they and school officials are teaching kids about making good choices. Several culprits were discovered, and they're facing a variety of consequences. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is facing criticism from Republicans and Democrats for the way officials are treating migrants in Texas.
In the Oval Office Tuesday, President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson took questions from only two reporters, both of them English, after Johnson suggested it.
I think, would it be okay if we just have a couple of questions, just a couple?
Then White House staff members shouted for reporters to leave, drowning out any questions on the border from American media. Biden was heard saying violence at the border is not justified.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting from Washington.
The Biden administration says they're flying Haitian migrants back home from the Texas border, but the Associated Press says thousands of other Haitians are being let into the U.S. The reports say the Department of Homeland Security is busing them to cities in Texas or flying them to Arizona. They have notices to appear at an immigration court within 60 days. Meanwhile, Reuters says some of those flown back to Haiti are trying to get back on a plane returning to the U.S.
A missing persons case has been solved by a bow hunter in Idaho. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe reports.
Raymond Jones has been missing for 53 years after he went bow hunting for mountain goats in the mountains just northwest of Idaho Falls. A search was done after he first disappeared, but had to be called off with bad weather in the area. Now the case has been solved by another bow hunter in the area. East Idaho News reports the hunter was looking for a shortcut when he stumbled upon the human remains. Police tell the newspaper they were able to find Jones' wallet with his ID. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.